Okay, so today is about mind training, isn't it? So we will go for mind training. Okay, So you can see the mind, 7th point of the mind training. So I think it's a meditation session, isn't it? Think all the phenomena like a dream, examine the basis on the unproduced knowing, even the entity to liberate yourself. Sit within the nature of the basis of all, isn't it? Last time we talked about the three poison or something like that, isn't it?
Yes,
Three
Shimochi.
subject, three poison. Then, in the
Yes,
everyday life, train yourself. That part we finish or what? Build up the giving and taking. Yeah, we finish that. Is now we will come from the third point. Okay, third step. There's a 7th step to the mind training. Now the third step. Okay, converting unfortunate circumstances into the path of the enlightenment. Okay, third step. Okay. Okay. So we will today we will having the session with the third step. Okay, third step is talks about the transforming. No. Transforming into, yeah, converting the unfortunate circumstances part of the enlightenment. Yeah, the universe is a flow of the sin. Turn this fortunate, unfortunate condition into the part of the enlightenment. Okay, Because it's saying that the universe are full of the sin means that generally in our life or world, it is full of the unfortunate things. It is full of the sum of the unwanted things always happens in our life. So one way something happens, unwanted things, unfortunate things comes in our life, what we have to do? Oh, this is the question. So that's why we have to think that whenever these unfortunate things comes in our life, usually people, what will they do is that they get a frustrations comes. Frustrations comes mainly when unwanted things comes in our life. Unfortunate things come in our life, we will get the frustration. So I'm talking, yeah, third step, no, important importance of the third step. Importance of third step. So in our life, so we will see that a lot of the so it talks about, so you can see that when the universe is the full of the sin, turn this unfortunate condition into the path to the enlightenment. So life, so you can see the universe, for us our life is one universe. So the universe or the in our life, they will be full of the sin, maybe full of unfortunate things, full of the miserable conditions. But what we can do is that we can transform that into the path of enlightenment. We can transform that into the fortune. Okay, now we have to change the transforming. Okay, transforming the misfortune and the fortune. They are the two, I think they talks about the 2 points of the transforming, for transforming through the thought and the transforming through the action. Okay, this is now you can see that the again transforming from the thought, you will see the two subsections in that. You can see that by relative and the ultimate way. Relatively and ultimately, two ways to transforming the misfortune into the fortune.
Yes,
So you can
Shimochi.
see that relatively, now it says in the mind training, it said that put the blame on the one thing alone. Meditate on the greater kindness for the whole.
Yes,
So one
Shimochi.
thing that is a very important point, very important of the Dharma this is talk about, yeah. Generally, what we have to understand is that generally the Dharma is for the peoples, they will have a different conception about the Dharma. So here it said that put the blame on the one thing alone, meditate on the greater kindness to all. Put the blame on the one thing alone means that whatever the misfortune, whatever the wrong things are happening in our life, mainly is come from the self-thinking idea, self-cherishing attitude. So all the blame should, all we have to put the blame on the self-cherishing attitude. So that's why I put the blame on the one thing and meditate on the greater kindness to all. Now let's talk about the one thing we have to know, that the misfortunes and unfortunate things, what's happening in our life related with the self-cherishing attitude. Second thing is that what we have to do, so we have to think the kindness to the older, we have to think the kindness of the others. But this thing is, it shows that in the one you look at the Jesus Bible, there's a one story of the Jesus. I like it very much. Jesus healed the 10 blind person. He healed the 10 blind person and he made the 10 blind person, he gave the sight. They started to see. But the among the 10 people, only one people thanked the Jesus. There's stories like that in the Bible. So that means that they could not, the 9 people, they never think the kindness of the other. So in this world, now you can imagine then that the 90% of people, it hardly think the kindness of the other. Only 10% will think the kindness of the other. So one thing is in our life, mostly what will we think is that we will think mostly think that what we did for the others. We will never think that what others did for us. So that's why the whatever the misfortunes comes in our life, First thing is that what we have to think is that these all the misfortunes comes because of the our own self-cherishing attitude. Because of the, our own self-cherishing attitude, we accumulate the negative karma. That negative karma bring the results. So actually, it should be blamed for the self, not for the others. So that's why it's saying the first thing is that whatever misfortune comes in our life. So first thing is that sometimes that whenever misfortune comes in our life, so whenever we think that the result of the, our own negative karma, that once will, it will help us a lot to feel the less pain. Because I have one experience with our mentor, one person, so many years back, one person, he was totally have a very bad disease. And when he came to meet me, at that time he told me that his 90% of his intestine was all that it removed.
It's part of
it. So many years back, I met one gentleman. So he came to meet me. He had a very bad disease. So he told me that his 90% of his intestine was removed through the surgery. All the removed through surgery. When he came to meet me, he came with his whole family, son and the daughter and the wife, everyone. Yeah. When I was talking with him, yeah, he was very relaxed. Mentally, he's not that much tense. He's telling me that there might be some item he done the wrong time, or past life, or result of the dad. He was talking like that. So, and then we are talking, and then when I started to leave, his son privately talked with me, and he told me that the doctor told that he will live only 3 months. When he was telling me that he was crying, his son is crying. Yeah, but he lived more than 9 months. After 9 months, I got a call that he passed away, but he lived more than 9 months. The doctor gave him only 3 months, but he lived more than that. So 9 months, he stayed 9 months. Because it shows the quite clear that the sometimes way of our thinking also affects lots of our physical issues. So that's why some misfortune, sometimes very strange misfortune come in our life. Very difficult to say what kind of misfortune will come in our life. So something like that. No, so one just 3 weeks back, I think 3 weeks back, I was just having the conversation. So with one of my student, she's a Korean nun student. I was completely shocked that she told me she's in the hospital. You know, the person who are going to die and the like hospital. So I told her, what kind of disease you are having? She told me very funny thing, the doctor could not find her disease. Some kind of misfortune comes like that. It's very difficult to say, no? So that's why it's saying that some of what the misfortune comes. What we have, the first thing is we have to think that this because of our self-cherishing attitude. Because of the self-cherishing attitude, we accumulate a lot of the negative karmas. That negative karma we are suffering. Yeah. So now the thinking the greatness, kindness for the others, how you have to think it. So this is talk about thinking the way is a very simple way. It talks a very simple way. Suppose when you are having the hand pain, you have to think that what you are having, this hand pain, may not have to the others. What you are having, the hand pain, may this, what you are bearing, this pain, may help the all of the sentient beings get rid of that hand pain. So whenever you are having this, some kind of the misfortune on the what you are facing in life, you have to think that may this misfortune help the mother rest of the all of the sentient beings overcome that misfortune. Yeah. So now, so these 2 points are very important, because whenever we face any difficulties or the misfortune in our life, and something misfortune happens in our life, we will always try to blame to something, no? We will try to blame. So that's the one thing. So that's why here we're talking that we're teaching us that when something misfortune or some difficulty or something problems come in our life, how we have to look at that problem. So when we look at that problem, we have to think that this misfortune was comes because of our own karma. It should be blamed to the ourselves, not to the other. So now the ultimate way. Now the ultimate, this 4 point is talks of very deep meanings. Regard all the destructive appearance as the being of the 4 kayas. This is the unexalt, safe-giving of the emptiness. So it is talking about, you can see that it's talking, regard the old deceptive appearance, means whatever we hear, from very ultimate point of view, it's only the false conception. So now, it is very difficult to understand it. Because you don't get that, when until you have not gained that experience, you won't feel the, that the word as a truth. When we talk about when whatever you see, whatever you see, this is the one of the illusion. So it talks about the illusions. So it's also, once it's an illusion, so it's a deceptive appearance. What he perceives or what he sees, everything is a deceptive appearance. Okay, so yeah, it talks about another illusion issue. So here it's saying that the second thing is that whatever the misfortunate, unfortunate, what you are saying, the one type of the illusion. So that's why the, that's why the whatever the illusion, so once you the fortunate, unfortunate, this is some sort of the one type of the illusion. Whatever we're seeing, whatever we're hearing, one type of the false conception. So they are saying that in the reality, from truly the fortune and the misfortune, they are not existed at all. This is talking from the very high emptiness point of view. I will give you the one thing that the last year, I think it's the last year, I think what the incidents comes in the Switzerland. So some for 3 or 4 days, they make me a totally free time. There's nothing, nothing at the programs, nothing to do. Just keep on any of the one mountain and the riverside. So I have nothing to do 3 or 4 days. So at that time, I was very strongly just nothing to do. So I'm just thinking that all the phenomena as the illusion, that the, what the Buddha was said. When I was thinking and thinking that, that I have a very strange feelings at that few days that the, then started to think that the, I feel that the, everything is exists only in the name. Reality is nothing is existed at all. Even that moment that I feel that the I, as my name is Rinpoche, everything is exists only in the namely. When the people say, I cannot believe the myself that I am the Rinpoche. I cannot believe it. So it's everything that the, what exists only the namely. But one side of the mind, I know that the, when the people ask me if I'm a Rinpoche, that I have to say the yes. If I don't say it, people will think that now I got the crazy. One side of the mind also feels that. One side of the mind, very strongly from that belief that the, everything is just a label. As even when I look at a computer, I feel that it's not existence. Just keep the one label. So that moment that the feeling is that the, whatever I'm doing, the communications. So whatever communications, I cannot, when I, if I express the truly what I feel that time, that I'm sure that people will think that I'm gone crazy. Because when I'm eating the food and they ask me the taste of the food, but the, in the deep down of the, my heart of my mind, I feel that nothing is exist, that good taste, bad taste, everything looks like very illusion. Just like I'm having that illusion and one of the dreaming. But when they ask me the test, then I have to tell that they are good or bad. Something I have to tell. Because I know that if I don't tell as the normal convocations, they will think that I'm gone the crazy. So this is something like that the Buddha, when he was talking, the first thing he was talking about the illusion, non-existent, very strongly. Then the people start, could not believe, and the people cannot believe it at all. But the people started, could not believe and not follow him. Then the Buddha said the one thing, whatever the worldly people says, I will accept it. Whatever the worldly people say, it does not exist, I will say not exist. Whatever the worldly people say, it exists, I will say it exists. So Buddha, now God is out of one desperate situation. He cannot express the whatever, truly the whatever he is feeling. So that's why the illusion time. So that's why the few days when I have a stronger, very feeling of like that, then I have to stop the thinking of the really the existence like an illusion. Because when I'm thinking very strongly and meditated on this one, certainly so that thought is coming that the non-existence really is every type of illusion. Then two thoughts are coming on. Now the one thing is a cooperative with the worldly life, one thing is a truly feeling. So there's two personalities, some sorts are coming in my mind. So in the really now I understand of how the Buddha was really is great. So that's called the state enlightenment. Even he can deal with the multiple personalities. So that's why there's a very famous one of the Buddhists saying that the, all the illusions comes from the mind. Minds come from the empty. Tankam means emptiness, isn't it?
Yes, Rinpoche. Tankam means
emptiness. And empty, what do you say? Empty. Empty, what do you say? Kam. Yeah. Tam is a mind, isn't it?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay. Yeah. This is the one thing, the very famous thing. So that is the really the great master who said that really he reached that state and is seeing the illusions, the how the mind's working. But right now the beginner levels, the what we are seeing, these illusions, we are truly feel it's what we are saying the right. It's just like the dream. But when you see that in the dream that as a dream, then you will experience will be different. When you see that the dream is the truly things, it's a really truly existed, then you will feel them. You will have them one other experience. Normally, in the dream state, we always grasp and see this as it really truly existed. So that's why in the dream, if when you see the tiger, you will get scared. In the dream state, when you see that everything else is a dream, what you as a dream type, when you have, when you in the dream state, when you realize that you are dreaming, and even when you see the tiger, you won't get the fear. Okay, so this is the point. So that is the distinctive appearance. So that's all the one type of the illusions. Whatever that we are seeing, it's seeing that whatever appears to us in the reality is not like that. Whatever you're seeing, the vast, whatever you're seeing, or whatever you're seeing is by the eye, but in the reality is very much common base between the quantum physics science and the Buddhist.
Yes, Bharaya Namuji.
Yeah, so the things is what we are seeing is not exist as we see it. The things like a table state, it not exist as we see it. This is the very, very common base between the quantum physics and the Buddhism. Now the emptiness theory, very common base. What do you say for table in table?
Okay, bang.
Okay, so friend, you say bang, no? There's the same bang or different?
Friend is bang. It's different, Rinpoche. Bang and bang. Nice. Different tone.
I see. Okay, fine. Okay. Now you can see the regard the all the distinctive emotion as being as a force guy. So generally in our life that what we see and what we hear, we will try to grasp is truly existed. Okay. Now you can see that no all the destructive appearance being as a four kayas, this is the unexcelled safekeeping from the emptiness, isn't it? Yeah. So regard the old district as being for the four kayas, this is the unexcelled safekeeping emptiness. Yeah. So that now can you see it?
Yes, Shimuji.
Okay. Regard all the destructive emotion as being the four kaya. This is unexcelled and the sip giving of the emptiness, isn't it? Four kayas means now that they told every appearance we have to all four kayas. No, the four kayas means that Buddha's different form. Buddha. Can you see that? Yeah, and then it talks about the regard the old destructive appearance as being of the four skies. So whatever the illusion, whatever that we see, and now we have whatever thing, it's into the form of the four skies, in the form of the Buddha. It's talking of the form of the Buddha. Yeah, so it's about another everything we have to think as the four skies, no, in the form of the Buddhas. Okay. So now the one thing is that one comes to why the mind sees the so many negative things. Why mind sees that? In the reality, all there are negative things, or what something is seen by the our mind, by the influence, by the something else. Yeah. So there's a one question comes: how the mind sees the negative things? In the reality, did some negative things there, or something we are influenced by the something else of what we are seeing is. Okay, so you just answered it. So it's really how the mind negative sees things. In the reality, it's the negative things are really existed, or something where your mind is influenced by something else. When you look at your enemy, you will see a lot of the negative things. But your friends will never see that. Okay, so that's one big question. Okay, so that's his concern. Okay, so today maybe what we do is, okay, I will save for the prayers, okay?